There's no flowing gown. There's no crystal ball. There's just me, Christy, psychic medium. I'm a spirit medium since the tender age of 3, and I'm dedicated and passionate about my work. I perform all my readings with honesty, integrity, and the other side has a sense of humor, so I use that too. Let me help clear the cobwebs of confusion in your life. At some point in everyone's life, direction is needed, and I'm here as a friend and as a counselor to help give you insight. I do instant message readings, email readings, phone readings, and if you're in the Michigan area, I do in-person readings. Visit my website at www.tangledwishes.com.
We are the Panther City Ghost Group, and we've been in business for over 40 years, serving the metropolitan area and beyond. Hi, my name is Dan Shoemaker, and my father started this business in 1967, and I carry on that great tradition of great low prices. This week only, get a complete investigation plus a house blessing for only $299.99. And we'll help you quit smoking, drinking, or break any old bad habits with an exorcism for only $49.99.99. I'm a licensed deliverance minister and pastor of the New Hope United Church. Come out and see us sometime at Sunday service here, right here in exit 217 East Babylonian Avenue. And remember, we're ready to believe you for the right price. The Panther City Ghost Group, for all your paranormal needs. Call us toll free at 1-877-555-1375. That's 1-877-555-1375. Or visit us on the web at www.panthercityghost.com. Oh, oh, oh.
Winery here in Warren, Michigan, with the good folks from Ghostly Talk. Oh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies, and you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. And it's at Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you gotta do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. Bye!
Tim Wood is MIA.
Missing in action. Oh, well.
It happens.
Yes,
this is live radio, and, you know, there was a time that you guys out there listening to this show would be able to hear my frustration over the air.
We just don't...
I get so angry.
We don't have that anymore.
But things happen. I have to be more sensitive, and things happen. So we don't know what happened to Tim. We've been trying to get a hold of him on the break here, and we don't know where he's at, but hopefully maybe he'll contact my cell or something like that. Maybe we'll hear from him. Hopefully everything's okay with him. That's the number one
thing. That's the one thing about live radio you know, live recording live is sometimes the unexpected happens.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you follow up and make sure everything's all set.
Yeah, yeah.
The unexpected happens, and it happens, and there you go.
Yeah, so...
You gotta roll with it, and that's how we roll.
Yeah, we're gonna just roll it here, and that's, you know, in the interest of me not being sick anymore after this show, I am gonna roll with it.
Yeah.
And, you know what? Let's expand on that just for a second, because I do need to brain through this a little bit.
Okay.
Because, Dr. Goldberg, who was just on, fascinating guy. I would love to talk
Absolutely.
To him again sometime down the road. You know, when he was talking about psychic attacks and all these things. I mean, if you guys were here in the studio, you'd laugh, because both of us, you could just visibly see the gears turning in both of our heads. We both had something that we needed to ask him about, right? Just both of us were totally just like, you know, attacking the issue.
Right,
for a better
right.
term, no pun intended. But no, this is something that's really been happening. And now, you know, it could very well be a psychic attack that's been happening to me. By no means, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I'm not worried about it. As I do think, it, you know, in the long run, I know my strength of character is up there with Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead. So,
oh, that means you'll be around for like
I'm hoping that
several
I can, yeah,
yeah, right. yeah.
But that's one thing I do about myself, you know, and this may help people out there too. There is just this, I guess there's just a certain FU attitude you have to have about certain things.
It's true.
Not a negative attitude, right? But like we were just talking about with Dr. Goldberg, though. I know it's very difficult. It's very difficult to operate today, period. Just to operate, to go to work,
well,
to do all
you know
all
what's
things.
Interesting?
It's so tough.
I agree. There was a time when I thought, oh my gosh, people are so blowing this out of proportion. I remember when I was in like junior high or early high school, and they were talking about the number of messages that you were receiving. And this was, by the way, mm-hmm. around the time of Halloween Season of the Witch or whatever, where the TV plays the... I don't know.
See, there wasn't any messages when you were in high school.
I've never... yeah, the town crier.
Sorry, there's negativity.
It was the town crier. He would say, hear ye, hear ye.
That's the only message you got, yeah.
No, this was around the time...
What, the little boy that cried wolf? Sorry. All right.
This was around the time of Halloween Season of the Witch, which was evidently
had
something to do with the TV or the local cable station or I don't know, something. And
Because
I don't know, I've seen like zero of the Halloween series.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know there's been 410 of them, but I've seen none of them.
Uh-huh.
And, but I know Halloween Season of the Witch had something about TV. And I've read a newspaper article about the messages were coming through and, you know, through the TV and... And
Yes, Season of the Witch. Now you totally popped my brain. Now that was the one where they had they put the mask on. Happy, happy, huh? You people out there, sing along and watch your face melt with a mask on. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
But there's something about that. There's the number of commercial messages, and as you walk by a billboard and you walk by, you know, there's logos everywhere, right?
Well, yeah, there's just everything around you.
So they talk about that back then, and I'm like, these people are overreacting, et cetera, et cetera. Well, little did I know that it was, like, completely true, you know. I mean,
look around.
Like, yeah, you can't look anywhere without a coffee shop logo.
Yeah, some company smearing this.
Someone wanting you to rent a movie from them, or somebody, you know, I mean, it's just...
Or what the great George Carlin referred to as a company smearing their logo feces all over everything around you, which basically, I mean, in my opinion, a lot of it is that. It's garbage. It really is. And you do. You're right, though. You get so many messages every second you're around. I mean, just look around the studio, for God's sakes. I mean, we're trying to keep it as non-corporate as possible. And there's stuff everywhere.
Most of the stuff we run into, though, is non-negative. It's, you know, it's not negative.
This is supposed to be a place of healing.
What
am I? Who am I kidding? This is a place of insanity. This is the studio where we do ghostly. No, this is. But you know, that's a good example, though, of like a positive thing, though. I mean, we talked about that when we built the studio,
right?
When we ripped this, gutted the whole place out, and everybody come over and helped out one way or another to put this thing together. I told everybody, I'm like, look, we're going to do the show from here, and I want to turn this into a positive environment for everybody, so where we can do this show and have a good, you know, improve our time, improve the quality of what we're doing, and hopefully improve the quality of the show for people.
And it totally works. Yeah. I mean, I'm very impressed with the sound quality, with the production.
We have a good time in here, but it's a matter of taking a situation and making it a positive one, right?
Right.
And that's, you know, people talk to us. We've talked. Like I said, we were talking with Dr. Goldberg a few minutes ago about that. And, you know, there is a lot of talking that goes on off the air between Doug and myself. A lot of it sometimes is confusion going, you know, what the hell is going on here? But a lot of it is, you know, how do we make the situation good? How do we make it a positive situation?
And I've actually tried several situations to, you know, turn something around.
Yeah.
And it's impossible. And I've written this. This is in emails that I've written to people. You know, look, all this negativity that you're spreading, it's not good for anybody. I personally would rather if you and the other person, because usually it's about some drama.
Well, yeah, and those are always the fun emails we tend to get from sometimes, you know, which I find hysterical myself.
Yeah.
We're past the point of being PC. I know this year especially we've said, look, we're gonna be expressing ourselves a little bit more.
And
now.
We have.
And we do get emails every once in a while, and you people out there know who you are who are sending these ones, where we have a guest on the show. We have a great time with the guest. It goes great, no problems at all. We have a good time like we normally do. And the next day we get an email from somebody else saying, well, that person that you had on your show last night, they did this, and they're a pedophile. And they're smearing this person, right? Now, it's safe to say that's not a positive thing to do. Right?
No, it's not. I can see both sides.
I could see both sides.
Because if somebody gets on the show, right, somebody's on the show and they want to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about, and then somebody else has had, you know, dealings with them and found this and that out, blah, 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 and they, you know, and they got no airtime. There was no fair play in that.
Well,
in that
my
thing.
Advice to that person is, okay, look, deal with
actually,
it. Because
actually, the most vocal and the most, the worst ghostly talk ever produced was the second Aaron Donahue show. I didn't understand that. Or was it the third? It was
I think it may have been the third one.
Whichever one with all the cuss words. The one with the warning.
It's still on the site to this day. If you've not heard it,
I
enjoy it because it's like, it's like 2 hours of cussing.
Yeah, but I, you know, that's not the one that I got the most email about.
Really?
The one that I got the most email about was actually that Bigfoot Hunter guy. I don't remember his name.
God.
The one who said, oh, I found a Bigfoot, and he's in a garage or something.
Oh, no. You're not talking about Tim, are you?
Tim?
No, not Tim. That's a whole different thing.
But I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But
no, the whole point, though,
I don't want to say a name on the air.
Okay.
But the whole point is,
it's a, you know, what I think what Bruce's message you know, Dr. Bruce's yeah. urges, it was the way to combat these negative things being drained mm-hmm. is to fight it with positive energy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm by no means am I the, you know, the angel of white light here, you know, with the core bells behind me. It's been a long time since I claim to be that person.
Right.
You know, I listen to loud, abrasive music. I'm a loud, abrasive person. And I cuss a lot, too, off the air.
Right.
You know, like most people do, right? But I think, you know, that for people out there, there are a lot of ways to combat these things. Number one, I, you know, take it from people who know right here, is like Dr. Bruce just said, it's just annoying to you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't run your life.
Well, that's the thing.
It's
we
just
recently,
annoying.
Yeah, there's a lot of drama going on even right now as we speak.
There's always something going on.
And you and I had a conversation, and we're like, you know what?
Let's go with plan A like we usually do.
Plan A is,
forget about it. Yeah, exactly. People, I like to think that people are much too busy to be really putting time into things like that.
Well,
I know for a fact that I am.
I do too, but I have been proven wrong.
Mm, oh, yeah.
And in this particular one that's going on now, like the one they happened 2 or 3 years ago that was just insane and it involved everybody on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, the CC list was that long.
Oh,
right? That particular one, I was proven wrong, remember?
Oh, completely. Both.
I tried really hard, and yeah. you read my emails. I actually forwarded you the, I don't know if I forwarded you, or
yeah.
I know I forwarded people the emails that I was sending out. I'm like, you know, hey, you know, you've got to let that go and move on with your life. No,
well,
wouldn't do it.
In regards to
this next one, or this one that's happening now, same thing. I'm going to be proven wrong again. So you know what? I'm not giving it any energy.
No.
None.
I'd rather put my energy into this show.
Yes.
I'd rather put my energy into the traveling we do for this show.
Yes.
I would rather put my energy into, you know, studying the paranormal, which I, you know, despite popular belief, I know both of us do a lot of reading outside of the show.
Oh,
there's
gosh.
A lot of stuff that goes on, you know, putting time into things that are, you know, that are productive. I mean, you know, they may not always be important to you or somebody else, but if it's important to me, you know, and saying about myself.
It's your time.
It's my time, and if I think it's going to push me further and help me learn, then that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
People, and, you know, I don't want to preach, and I don't think either of us want to be on a soapbox. But
you know,
But Dr. Bruce just made me think about all this stuff, you
yeah.
know? And we've had so many people on this show that, you know, they have different approaches, different ideas, that they've written different books on the subjects. But it always seems to come back to the same thing, though, where it's just like, look, okay, the way to, you know, okay, you got negative things. You got mental vampires in your life. Well, here's the way to do it. You know, and we said it. We spelled it out just a half an hour ago where, okay, look, just don't acknowledge it. If you acknowledge it and you react to it, if you're a reactionary person towards these things, that's the fuel that fires, you know, that fuels these fires and all these things that are out there.
Well, and if you couple all that with, and this is something that I've actually had to mention, what, 10 times since we first started studying ITC,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that is a prerequisite for the modern ITC,
I know exactly where you're going with this, too,
is harmony of spirit with you and your group.
Yeah,
right?
You know, and I find it ironic. I'm sorry, but I find it really ironic that, you know, and I don't want to go into a, you know, yell and scream about the paranormal community, but I do find it ironic that in a field of study where this is being preached every day by people like Mark Macy, for example,
right,
who say, look, if you want to do this work, if you want to get results, you have to have a harmonious contact field.
Right.
You people all have to be in sync with each other. There's been times where we've discussed this where, you know, especially with Whispers of State was a good example.
Yeah.
I mentioned that. I'm like, Doug, I've been screaming. I'm cranky. I'm angry. I don't want to come because I don't want to ruin everybody else's results.
Right.
Luckily, I got my head straight, and we were fine. But I think about these things. Like, okay,
yeah.
Look, you know.
And you did say that, by the way. When,
yeah.
When you call, you said, I don't know if I'm coming. I'm like, whoa.
I'm having a bad day.
Not
and
happening.
That's not like me. I'm not very reactionary. Usually,
right.
I follow through with a plan.
And you said.
But I knew this was an important
it's
night.
It's just not the, it, you know, it's just not for me. I've had, you know, this
a
and that
bad
went wrong.
Morning, yeah.
That went horrible. It's just better if I stay away.
Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
will be able to, you know, have a good ghost hunt. And but I was like adamant that oh no you've got to see some of this stuff.
Yeah,
insane, and it was.
I find it ironic though, still, that in a field where that's being preached all the time.
Right.
Look, this is the key to it. you can have all the digital recorders and, you know, Adobe Auditions and all, you know, anything, all the tools out there of the trade, right?
Right.
You can have all that stuff you want, but if you don't have the
right the condenser microphones, dynamic and electric microphones, you can have them pointing everywhere. We've got everything. Yeah.
We got it all. But if you don't have the right attitude, it's just a waste of your time.
Right.
Complete waste of your time. And I find it ironic that, you know, I do, again, I don't want to give this any more time than it has to be given. We just kind of fell on this, I think.
I think it's just sort of happened.
They're like, literally like a soldier would fall on a mine, I think, where, you know, it's something that's obviously on our mind, and Bruce really kind of, you know, brought that out. I just find it ironic that people out there, what really fuels their curiosity sometimes is the drama.
Yeah.
Period. It's like, okay, look, if you really care about as much about the paranormal as you say you do, and you care about proving hand over fist to, you know, James Randi himself that ghosts do exist and you're going to make your $1 million, right? You're negating all that by doing all this insane stuff, you know?
Right. By participating.
It's just an observation. It's just an observation, you know? I mean, of the whole thing. Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, anything you do, I think, not, you know, maybe a bit more intensive, theoretically speaking, in the paranormal field. But I think anything you do, any type of project or something you're trying to build from nothing, right? Something you're trying to take from 0 to 60, you know, you got to have a good attitude. You got to have a proactive attitude. You got to work with people. You got to be cool. You got to be positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make these things, man, we should, like, get our own, like, little box set and sell it on, like a 900 number, like, late at night. I just thought about that. No, but it's all, and this is free.
You know? Yeah, I know.
But, you know, you got to have an attitude. If you want to do something, if you want to excel, you want to push forward, you got to have a good attitude, period. And that's how you battle these negative things.
And that's how I am most of the time. I mean, am I perfect? Absolutely not. Oh, goodness.
I'm completely far from that.
But I've, you know, I try to, on the whole, at least be somewhat positive. And I am. I convey that.
Yeah, I've always said that, you know, time and time again on this show, Doug, that you are the number one person as far as the positive people in my life.
I try to.
You know, I don't even try.
Somehow it's sort of a habit by now.
Yeah,
But but there are times. Like, I got frustrated this morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or early afternoon, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was frustrated, and I'm, you know, but what can you do? I mean, occasionally too many things come at you, back to the messages you get.
Yeah.
And
you just, sometimes you shut down.
I just turn it all off. I'm like, there you go.
Yeah. I think, you know, just in a general thing, for people that are out there wanting to learn and study this stuff, that's an important thing you got to take into account.
So what I'd like to do, I'd like to see people, because there was a lot that Dr. Bruce talked about that was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, he was, like, the overall topic was psychic self-defense.
Yeah.
And protecting yourself.
But the number one defense is positivity, man.
Right. So I'd like to see people go into a ghost hunt,
mm-hmm.
you know, take any of your drama, any of the whatever, the animosity that you have, not towards each other, because I don't think you'd go ghost hunting with somebody you didn't like anyway, but towards everybody and everything.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, you burnt the toast and someone was mad at you in the morning. Okay.
It happens, man.
Put that in a box, and they may not even be with you on that ghost hunt. Mm-hmm. Put it all in a box. Put it up on a shelf. Come back to it after the ghost hunt, right?
I mean,
invisible in the mind box, an invisible in the mind shelf. And
I know that's easier said than done. But it's very difficult to do that.
Right, it is tough. Very difficult, because usually people's minds are going, 100 million miles a minute. But but you do your best to get rid of all that negative stuff, any animosity, any negativity, any of it. Put it away. You know what? You've got plenty of time to think of that after your ghost hunt.
Yeah, you do. It's tough, but give it a shot, you know? Because I think, again, I think it's ironic that in a field like this where that is, it's a tool.
Yeah.
It's a tool that you need to have out there. It's probably the number one least used thing as far as, you know, okay, look, you got to really think about what you're coming into, to the point where you might have to go, look, I've had a crap day, everybody, and I know we've planned this ghost hunt for a while, you know, we were going to go out and investigate this place, but I've had a really bad day. I had a fight with a girlfriend or boyfriend or table leg, whatever you're into, and I've had a fight with that person or thing, and I'm really cranky, so you know what, you guys go ahead. because I don't want to hinder your results because right. of my attitude. That well, may be what you have to do.
And
you know?
Not, but it's not only just, you know, mental and psychological. It's also physical. Like, if you're having, if you are sick, you shouldn't be on a ghost hunt anyway.
No,
I mean, that's
no.
another one of them rules that I, you know, I've seen in writing here and there, but
yeah, no, it
isn't said very often.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm with you on that too, that also. I mean, it kind of goes back to what I was saying. You know, why was I getting sick only on Sunday nights?
Right.
After the show in the middle of the night, and then I'd feel fine the next morning when I woke up to go to work.
Right.
And, you know, Dr. Bruce and I were talking on the break, and it was like, he's like, there's just, it's no coincidence.
Right.
Something was really sucking on you.
Hmm.
I totally scratched that whole last sentence. Something was sucking your energy.
Ah, there you go. Is this going to be an edited ghostly talk?
No, it's not that bad. It's not going to hurt anybody. Something was sucking your energy, though, and, you know, you felt it. You felt that, you know. And I thought maybe, you know, that, and I, like I said, focusing on the show, making sure every single thing has been thought through.
Right.
To try to do the best thing, the best show we can do out here for you guys. It takes a toll on you after a while, I guess. I'm still going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna check out doing this. This is fun. But I guess, but what I did say is, you know, to Dr. Bruce on the break, too, was that, you know, over the last year especially, we've really got things under control a lot, where we're very comfortable with things. We,
right.
You know, we had a lot of things change in 2007. A lot of things changed, you know, new studio, a lot of new systems, all types of stuff we were changing here. And that really uproots something that you know, you really want to make sure everything stays the same all the time.
Right.
It's very difficult. But we've got control of that, and I think that's really made me, at least me, more relaxed about the whole thing. So I haven't been getting sick. But, you know, God, I didn't even think about that until he mentioned that. Just totally, you know,
wow.
It's a trip. It's a total trip. And I remember coming to work and telling, I don't know what happened to me, but I feel better now, but I was, like, sick for about 6 or 7 whatever hours, you
yeah.
know, for no reason at all. I just went from, like, you know, and I just passed out, just mm-hmm. gone, sick, sweat, just buckets of sweat coming off me, just totally gross. Maybe it was something that, you know, my defenses were down. My usual defenses that are there were not there because I was focused on something else. It's something to think about. You know, I'd like to hear from people out there. We only got a couple minutes before we go to break here. I'd like to hear from some people, you know, via email or something like that, if you want. What do you think about this whole idea? You know, people that are out there in the community that maybe feel the same stuff that we feel, you know, do you think this whole negativity thing is what is going to hinder results down the road?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd think that maybe something like the whole James Randi challenge, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you $1 million if you can get, you know, oh, we've heard the thing over and over again, right?
Yeah. The unwinnable.
It's a tough thing, because if you're trying to prove that to that guy and you're really freaking out and you're tripping out and you're going nuts, you know, and you're losing your mind because it's like, okay, I'm giving everything, you know, I'm putting my reputation, everything on the line here. It seems like that's a lot of negative emotions right there that are being pulled into play.
No, I think whenever you're creative and you're constructing something, that's mm-hmm. positive.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. But
however, in that particular case,
that situation,
end, you know that the very end is going to, you know, crush your dreams and hopes, because he doesn't even have the money. You know,
that's a negative emotion then.
Right.
You know, and that whole thing just kind of...
Right.
You know, that's how I feel. So think about those things, guys. Why don't we take a break? Wow.
Yeah.
Crank through that, huh?
Yeah.
Hopefully it didn't hurt too many people's feelings out there, but hey.
That's
what happens when you give us a mic and a half an hour free.
Well, that's true.
You're gonna hear, and, you know, I think it's something, it's, you know, again, stuff that people need to hear, I think, nowadays.
Yeah.
If you're going to study this
stuff. Well, I'm glad we got to talk about it, too.
Yeah, totally. What are we going to do here, Doug?
After this break, we're going to bring back Alan Gross from Waynesboro Ghost.
We thought he was so cool.
I had such a blast.
And it's one of those mistakes I make as the booking agent for the show, or the booking director.
I love those official emails. Yeah.
The booking director for the show, that I make mistakes every once in a while, and I put somebody in a half an hour slot when maybe I should have given them an hour slot.
But how would you know?
How would you know that
Alan was just so incredible?
But I'm going to fix that.
Yeah.
We're
going to bring him back for the last half hour.
Yeah, we're going to bring him back for the last half hour of the show, and just hang out.
Oh, do you know one thing before we go to break?
Yeah.
I got this email. You know, I was talking about all the food in Roswell, because that was pretty much the only thing that we did there.
Yeah.
And I actually got an email from somebody who lived in Texas,
mm-hmm.
where the Whataburgers were just all over the place. And then she moves to, I think it's probably Oregon or Washington. I don't remember exactly, but moved out of that state. And there's none. And so she got a real kick out of hearing me describe, you know, my fascination with Whataburger. And I thought that was just so incredibly cool. So keep that positive energy flowing because...
they have a website.
Yes,
order them frozen, maybe like White Castle.
I wonder if you can.
Maybe you can do that, honey. I don't know.
But yes, Whataburger was... They actually, that was quite a trip, and I was so... I mean, I really smiled when I read that email. It was awesome.
Well, coming up, the fastest revisit from a guest in Ghostly Talk history.
Yes. Beginning of the show, end of the show. He's going to help us close out the show. Meanwhile, listen to this independent music and enjoy.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free. And we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
I'd like to share a recent experience where I strongly believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I just, you know, I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, you know, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globeye.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes, not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that, actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera, hear something weird or something like that.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that you will only get better.
Ghostly Talk.
Strange, strange show.
Unexpected.
Very, very odd.
Fantastic. I know, it wasn't on the schedule at all.
Yeah, just all kinds of...
And I really dig it.
...weirdness happening tonight, including this music.
I guess I'm going to have to go to ghostlytalk.com, because you put the trailers, or the middle...
Yeah, well, no, what we do, actually... We've ever mentioned this before on the show, but yeah, what we do, anybody who's nice enough to let us use their music either for bumps, liners, or for full songs, because we play full songs on the breaks, that all gets logged into our little, the block at the bottom left corner of the website that has everything, maps the whole show out from very beginning to end.
Because I called you once and I said, what's the bump that leads in, and you're like, go to ghosttalk.com.
It's all on there. Corner. I don't it's think right no more, man. It's all written down or typed or whatever it may be. But no, it's you check that out. If there's something that you hear that you like during the show, check these people out. A lot of these people are doing it on their own dime and their own time.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Please help these people out.
We had such a great time.
Yeah.
The first, first, it would have been the second half hour, but it would be.
Yeah,
you know,
first part of the show.
First hour of the show.
Yeah.
We had such a great time with Alan Gross. We were like, okay, you've got to come on the last half hour of the show. Like,
hey, you want to come back and join us, you know? Which I think I mentioned.
Crazy that way.
I mentioned it before. Yeah, we're crazy. I mentioned it before the break that I think it's the fastest. Guess we've
return
had back.
Guest.
Return yes. guest. So,
Alan, you now have that title.
You have the record, Alan.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'll take any record I can get.
No, we had such a good time with you. We were like, man, we got to get you.
We're talking about Farnsworth House. We're talking about investigating. We're talking about the, going from a skeptic to having, like, this incredible experience and the odds of getting those photographs. And and we're talking about Gettysburg, of course. And of course, what's not to love about that? So,
well, let me give you a couple more real quick.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Let me give a couple tips for any new ghost hunter, and I don't care who you are.
Okay.
First, I'm of the Christian faith. Respect all religions. I don't care who they are. Respect it. I don't care if what they are when you go into their house, you respect their religion.
Mm-hmm.
That's your number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you can respect the people and respect the religion, you will get complete cooperation from them. Next thing is, when you go into a house, always keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
So many people want to go in and debunk every single thing they see. And the horrible part about that is you let a lot of evidence get by because you just naturally assume it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in with the attitude you're going to debunk every single thing you see, the next thing you know, you're overlooking evidence that you shouldn't have been overlooking.
Yeah, it's always about, I think it's completely about balance, and I know that you can get pushed one way or the other too far. I know a lot of people say, well, as a paranormal investigator, my job is to first debunk whatever it may be.
Right.
Which is, okay, that's healthy. But you can't make it to the point where everything you're doing, I mean, you like you just said, Alan, you have to keep an open mind about it. Completely.
You have to keep an open mind. If you go in and thinking that the whole place, as soon as you're walking in, it's going to be all over you, this demon's going to get you and all that. Well, you stay outside. Just keep an open mind about it. I've had so many groups that I've went on with before.
Mm-hmm.
They get scared if they hear something tooting or knocking. And next thing you know, they're gone, and you can't do that. The next thing is, every group I've ever been with and I've talked with, always keep a prayer. when you're investigating. Two people. Never leave your partner for any reason. Because when you leave that partner, they've got a chance of getting something on tape or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they have no one to back them up. Always stick with your partner no matter what. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of people who will...
And
we'll get scared with fear and for no reason leave.
And Alan, I completely agree, because if there's been times when, and it's true, when mm-hmm. when you and I, Scott, when we were even driving in the car when I saw the ghost, right? I saw one ghost once in my entire
life. The famous
life.
Nearly killed Scott story of
yeah.
2002.
The thing
yeah,
is,
that's right.
is you were there. Even though you didn't see the ghost, you couldn't say, oh, yeah, he saw a ghost. It was right there. It was, mm-hmm. you know, but you were at least there to say, oh, my gosh, I witnessed the reaction.
How many times have we told that story?
You got the reaction of
yeah.
you.
Yeah. yeah,
and that's the main thing.
And he could be like, something happened to Doug. You know,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
Wherever we're out, when that story comes up, whoever says it, but I know from where I was at in that situation, I always say, look, the guy don't react like that. I've never seen him react like that, even up till this day.
Right. So what happens is, even if your partner, your ghost hunting partner, cannot.
Yeah.
You know, can't say, oh, yeah, everything was flying around the room and it looked like, you know, a scene from Poltergeist the movie. You know, I mean, even if they can't back you up in what you, you know, said you
yeah.
saw or heard or whatever, at least they were there at the same time in the same place and they were able to gauge your reaction to
yeah.
whatever it is you saw or heard or whatever. Because we heard a story just the other night, just this past week. We were hearing a story, and nobody in the room except for one person heard somebody whisper to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Nobody in the room. The message that was whispered must have been meant for that person,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, they know the reaction.
Yeah.
Because the reaction was...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the person sitting right next to the person telling us this, I don't want to give names or anything.
Yeah, it's fine.
Said, yeah, what happened was, I'm going outside. And poof, out they went. You know, and there you go. I mean, so that
yeah.
was quite a reaction. It was a strong reaction to that. So even if you can't back up your partner
mm-hmm.
in the actual activity, you can at
yep.
least describe what their reaction was, and if it, and gauge whether it was fairly genuine or whatever. Well, obviously it's going to be because I don't know any ghost hunters making this stuff up.
How
yeah,
else can
I give you two, for instance, we was talking about psychics at the first
yes.
Part of this.
Yeah.
I had up there at the Buckhorn Inn in Stanford, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
I was with the Waynesboro Paranormal, and the leader is Brenda Gordon now.
Yes.
And Brenda is one of the biggest psychics. I mean, not psychic. She's skeptical.
Right,
every
right.
single
yeah.
thing, she's so skeptical, it's ridiculous.
Right.
But that really makes a good leader. To a point.
Right.
Now, we had two psychics with us. One of them was Tricia Armstrong that you had on your program.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was by the name of Gretchen Bennett. She's a member of the Waynesboro Paranormal.
Okay.
And when we got there that day, I sent both psychics without even speaking, letting them talk together. I sent them with another person, one in the house, one around the grounds. This way you keep them separate. Their
right.
wavelengths doesn't mix in. All right, when the one's in the house, the other one's on the grounds, then you vice versa it. Then both of them came back to me one at a time and gave me and Brenda the details of what happened. And what I liked about this, you know, before I told you I never believed in psychics or anything of this sort.
Mm-hmm.
But little by little, you learn that people are sensitive. Well, both people came back. Both people gave us all description of everything we was looking for. One of the big ones was that they had seen in their visions a man had died on the corner of the porch of the house. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
When you got two different psychics with almost the same story. And, this is just the start of the psychic deal. I've got another psychic. I've got to get this in sometime tonight, but before we get off here, let me get back to Farnsworth House one little bit of time, and then I'm going to go to Cashtown.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
The Farnsworth House has a room by the name of Sweeney Room. You know, I told
yes.
you I got something in the Sweeney Room that I can't disclose to you right at this moment until I see you face to face.
No problem.
Right.
But they were redoing the room. And if you've ever been, had any paranormal experience whatsoever, you'll notice that if there is a spirit or a ghost in a room, that if that room is being touched, being rearranged or something like that, things happen in that room that you can't explain.
Yeah.
You'll hear things going on that shouldn't be going on. Well, this night we were up there. They had the door locked on the swinging room door. No one was in the house. The restaurant part and all of them were gone. And the swinging room door is right next to the black room door. Well, my wife and another lady by the name of Heidi,
mm-hmm.
they were walking up the hallway, and they looked down, and here is the swinging room doorknob. I mean, that thing is shaking just like someone is trying to break the door down.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked over at the Sarah Black room door. You know, it's loose, the doorknob. There's no drafts going on. I took my lighter trying to get a draft, couldn't get a draft. So whatever was in this room was really having a fit. Later on, I found out what was in the room. I can't disclose it right now, but boys, it's good. I'm telling you.
Wow.
But when I seen that with my own eyes, and my wife is down on her knees looking at that doorknob, and Heidi is standing there with the same way, yeah. I'm going to tell you what, it's very impressive because you know it's real. And reality is a lot more than any imagination ever dared to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See something of this source. So that, I'm gonna drop the Farnsworth for a minute. I've been talked enough about it. I could talk the rest of the night about the Farnsworth. I'm telling you facts.
I was invited. I love the Cashtown Inn. I love that place.
I was invited with a psychic for a Halloween extravaganza, whatever that is, you know, a big showdown up in New Oxford, Pennsylvania.
Six miles
from Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were going to do, there is a place up there called the Chestnut Hall B&B. So we were going to meet there with this Allison Wash and Adele Wash. They're the identical twins. And just entertain and, you know, let me do my talking and they do theirs and so on. And I met a gentleman up there by the name of Steve McNaughton. And me and this guy click so much that if we are together, I promise you, somewhere down the line, we are going to get something on film, audio, or something of this source. And it's the same way with my wife. So we were invited later on, after this, with the Peer organization, that's the Peer Paranormal from New Oxford,
mm-hmm.
to visit Cashtown on November the 4th. Well, see, the Ghost Hunters went there 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Good timing. Nothing like we got.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, what we got is real. Let me give you some EVPs, what it said, okay?
Okay, sure.
In the pedigree room, my wife had a regular, it's a GE tape recorder. I don't use the digitals.
Right.
Because I want something to really to pick up whatever is there.
Right.
So she had placed this tape recorder about 7 to 8 feet on a mound, and she sat on the bed, and we had another investigator by the name of Jan. Jan is one of the best investigators I've ever seen in my life. This lady, her voice is crisp.
Mm-hmm.
It asks a direct subject, you know, and she expects an answer. So what we did, first of all, the first EVP we got in this room, and my EVPs are clear and they're loud,
mm-hmm.
but the first one we got is they were just talking between themselves, not really loud, and the first thing comes over is it's a man's voice. You're going to die. When I'm playing a tape recorder back a day or two later, boys, believe me, that hit home.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gettysburg, all of these soldiers died. The Cashtown Inn, you know, they cut the limbs off. They cut the legs and the arms.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else outside. The whole place is haunted. But in this same room, I had like I said, Jan. Now, my wife would not be on the tape. She doesn't like talking, and, you know, I don't blame her, so she lets another investigator do all the talking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But on the same tape, and this tape is 8 foot away, Jan sits down on the bed, and here's what she says. Are there any messages you would like to give for me to send back to your loved ones? she pauses. Then she says, you can sit here on the bed. Well, the spirit's voice comes across at that very second, but he was answering the first message. The first one says, are there any messages you would like to send to your loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
Then the voice comes across, and it's a boy's voice, and it says, I ain't want it, and they'll miss me. Fellas, that's as sad as you can get.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what it said. The next thing is Jack and Maria are the owners of a Cashtown Inn.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever stayed there, but it's a beautiful place.
We've eaten there.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all eat every place.
We eat everywhere we go.
Okay. I'll give you a hamburger. I promise you, if you're in Roanoke, holler at me. I'll get you a hamburger. We have to go to McDonald's.
Excellent.
The second deal was they had left this one room, and they went to the A.P. Hill room.
Mm-hmm.
When they got to the A.P. Hill room, they were talking, like I said, in between each other. Here's what it says. While they're talking, a voice comes across, the same male voice that said, they'll miss me.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I consider friend. And it's not low, it's loud. You know, just like we're talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I just found this one out. In the Cashtown at the bottom, they had it on the Ghost Hunters, where it was reported two soldiers had been seen in the doorway of this one room. I just found this day before yesterday on the tape. Because, see, when you find something exciting on your tape,
mm-hmm.
it seems like you want to overlook everything else.
Right.
But yeah. I shouldn't overlook this. While we're talking there and we're looking at the wall and we didn't know anything about soldiers being on the ground at the time. But here comes something across my tape. It's a man's voice. Alan. Fellas, my name's Alan.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be
and what it was, I had just talked about a temperature drop that me and Steve McNaughton had gotten upstairs. Again, I was talking about a temperature drop. It went from 62 to 41 degrees upstairs.
Very noticeable.
This same voice comes across, and it says, I raced through you. So did it race through me while I was upstairs, with Steve?
Mm-hmm.
This is what it said. I raced through you.
Ooh.
But if you get the opportunity, I don't know if you was able to get that while ago or not,
mm-hmm.
please click on the PEER, Paranormal New Oxford, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
and go to the investigations and listen to it yourself.
They're all there at that website.
Everything's there.
Excellent.
Everything's there. And the best thing about it is all the peer members, we met up there later on, and I went over each and everything that's on that site, and every single peer member had to agree that it was there or not there. We wouldn't have put it on the site. Well, I didn't put it on the site. I let other people do my dirty work for me.
He sent it in.
If you ever want to stay a beautiful place, stay there one time. It's Chestnut Hall, mm-hmm. Bed and Breakfast. Got the greatest, gracious host I've ever met in my life, Steve and Tina. But,
okay.
I promise you will enjoy it, but it'll be a pleasure meeting the people. What's so great about this.
It'd be nice to go ghost hunting.
How many great people you meet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we say. Thing. You know, we got to cut off here in a couple seconds, but,
yeah.
You know, that's a good way to end the show, I think. Because I know, you know, we talked about some pretty insane stuff here tonight. We got into some stuff, in the earlier part of this hour. But I think, I know that that's one of my favorite parts of doing this stuff is, I've met some really wonderful people that are really dear friends now, you know, to this day.
Absolutely.
As a result of, God, I met my girlfriend.
True.
I met my girlfriend through the paranormal. It just kind of happened, and that's So there's a lot of positive things I think that have come from that. Yeah, and I can totally identify with that, Alan. That you meet some wonderful people when you go out on the road like this and do this work.
Doug, I want to tell you and Scott Moe that it has been a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely! Wow,
and we got to bring you back.
I can meet you personally.
We got to do that. I think we have to do that.
We have to try that.
And I have one question for you, Alan. Why aren't you doing radio?
Yeah, because you've got a voice.
You got the greatest voice ever.
My gosh.
We need to pull
hey,
you on.
Hey, Mr. Villa, that's great. I appreciate hearing that.
No,
I am talking now to people, and I enjoy talking to the groups because when I do take my time with it. Last weekend, I talked to a group in pretty close to Virginia Tech, and I wound up talking 6.5 hours.
Oh, man.
You beat us.
And for, yeah. You know, to talk that long and not one person gets up and goes to the bathroom or gets a drink of water, that's
good. You're doing the right thing. Alan, hang on the line for 1 second, okay? We do have to close
sure
the show
will,
out.
Sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
We have to thank Alan again for coming back and joining us. And just
yes, and don't forget his the website, www.waynesboroghosts.com.
And Pier, I'm sorry, what was that website again, Alan? Pier?
It's a Peer. It's not the website. You can just get on search engine. It's Peer Paranormal, New Oxford, Pennsylvania.
There you go. Check that out too. I have the memory of a goldfish, obviously, but there we go. We got it down there now, guys. We got it. We do have to close the show.
Yeah, close the show. We have to thank, of course, Dr. Bruce Goldberg of drbrucegoldberg.com. No spaces. No nothing. What a fascinating guy, and of course,
Alan,
Alan for,
thank you.
For
Alan,
coming out and
made the show
back.
For us
you guys, spread the positive energy, and
totally.
Thank you so much for listening to Ghostly Talk. Bonnie will be back here in 2 weeks, as will we, because next
don't forget about the Mid South Paranormal tickets giveaway too. Paranormal.
That's true. That'll
that's
start coming up.
That's going
next
on
next week. No live show. It'll be a repeat. You guys, thanks for listening, and. Spread that positive power.
Ghostly Talk! You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.